Blog Talk Radio.
WAMRDB Atlanta Mix Radio is now syndicated. Listen on the World Wide Web, Atlanta Mix Radio, Spreaker, YouTube, live stream, Facebook Live, SoundCloud, and Blog Talk Radio. Tune in locally on 1420 AM, Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., and Wednesdays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. The call-in number is 470-231-1714 or 472-311-225. We are WAMRDB, the woman station, the new look and feel of AM radio.
Hey, welcome to Atlanta Mix Radio, WMRDB, the woman's station. Hey, our healthcare market countdown is on and popping, everybody. We only got a little minute left, I guess, about 24 hours. You will not believe who I met. Y'all know I be in these streets. You will not believe who I met at Wally World. Just sitting there at the table minding her business. I was going by with my little scooter, and I broke it, and I said, hey there, I got some questions about this healthcare marketplace. They had a table sitting there, and I said, you know what, let me just stop and ask, because I didn't know what I was doing. So listen, tonight, everybody, we got the countdown. We have an expert that we've been looking for. I know all of you all got paperwork scattered everywhere trying to figure out what to do. So we got a healthcare benefit consultant, Mrs. Thelma Spencer. Now, check this out. The AC open enrollment period started on November 1st, and it will end December 15th. In most states, despite its critics, the law has effectively reduced the uninsured rate for blacks. Healthcare advocates have said that across preventive care provided by the ACA could also limit the effects of healthcare disparities like infant mortality rates and death, breast cancer among black women. So this open enrollment period, insurance, rural health insurance marketplace will soon end. Now here's the panic. Here's the good news tonight. We have some answers. And we got to make it quick, y'all. But she got a date. We can't let the sister be out there. Okay. So look, we got Ms. Thelma Spencer on, Ms. Benefit Lady herself. Y'all, we got to get the right questions in. So, Ms. Spencer,
yes.
Thank you, and welcome to the Woman's Station.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, thank you for allowing us to cut in on your time. Absolutely. So you know, I roll past and told you, yeah, I just know I messed up. But I put anything down. They said, well, pay us $683. I'm going to get back with y'all, so I don't know. So what's happening? Tell everybody about what you do.
Well, I am a benefit consultant. I'm independent. So I work with multiple companies. I work with several carriers. So Aetna, I work with Coventry, Kaiser, Ambetter, Humana, Cigna, Blue Cross, Blue Shield. I'm with them all because my thing is I always want to choose the best thing for my client. And so I'm appointed with all the companies to make sure that we always choose the right thing. So I do benefits consulting. We now need to look at benefits strategically because it does affect us financially. In the past, we kind of didn't look at it that way, but now more than ever, especially with the Affordable Care Act, it really, if we're not strategic, then our finances can be affected tremendously. So it's really good to use someone like me because we have a clear understanding. We're trained. We are licensed. And we have several certifications. For instance, I have federal certification for Medicare as well as for the healthcare marketplace. So that's kind of what I do, help you to make the right choice at the right time at the right price. So that's me in a nutshell.
Well, let's just get into this. Now, we got 24 hours in a minute to make the right decision. What should we be doing right now other than drinking ourselves into a frenzy for those of us who really have to have health care? You know, what should we be doing right now?
What you should be doing is you should be going to healthcare.gov. If not, you should actually give me a call if you don't feel comfortable going there, and I'll give you my contact information. But now is the time. The deadline is tomorrow, December 15th, at midnight. And so you need to contact somebody to help you figure this thing out. There has been an extension that has been communicated to the inside. I'm not sure if they made a national announcement on it or not, but the healthcare marketplace has extended the deadline, but it's a special enrollment period, okay? So those people that were impacted by their insurance company leaving the marketplace, so if you were already on the marketplace and they shifted you to a plan that you know nothing about because your current carrier, specifically in Georgia, Blue Cross Blue Shield, left the marketplace, then you have actually until February 28th, 2018 to make your choice. Okay? If you wait until the 28th, your earliest effective date will be April 1st. Okay. So that's the first extension. The second extension is actually for those people that have been impacted by Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey. Okay, so certain states are designated. I know Georgia was one of the designated states for Medicare. I'm guessing it's for the marketplace as well. But those people will be allowed to make their choices until 12/31/2017. So at the end of this month, the people who were impacted by the storm, they have that extension. And then those that were on the marketplace last year, their carrier, Blue Cross Blue Shield specifically, left the marketplace, and they have to make another choice. They have until February 28th. However, if you are new to the marketplace, this is your first time going on, or you skipped a year, you were on, the first year came on, and then skipped 2 years, and you didn't get on last year, your deadline is tomorrow. Your deadline is tomorrow, December 15th at midnight. if you need some assistance, and I would advise getting some assistance. There's a lot of things that you need to qualify for. For instance, the healthcare marketplace, people walk up to my booth and they're like, can you give me a price? And I'm like, no, I can't give you a price. You have to tell me what your household income is. You have to tell me how many people you have in your household. You have to tell me if you're married or you're single. All of that is taken into consideration when you get your rate and you're getting your tax subsidies and your tax credits.
Okay.
So
all right.
There is a baseline in which you need as far as income to qualify for any tax credits as it relates to the healthcare marketplace. There's a minimum income of about $12,000 a year with one person in the household that you must make. So if you make $10,000, you don't qualify for the subsidy. And that's why if you're under the minimum amount, you're going to be charged the full rate of insurance. So you're wondering, you know, I
wait
make $10,000 so
a
year.
So if I make – so wait a minute. So you're saying that if we make $10,000 less, like people that, you know, work just part-time workers and they have, like, their earned income is under $14,000, they have to pay $600 if the premium is $600 to get in the marketplace?
If they have one person in the household, they're the only ones that's on their income taxes. Minimum income is about $12,000, okay? If you have less than that, you will not qualify for any tax subsidies or credits, and you'll be charged the full rate. That's why you're seeing, wait a minute, I make $10,000 a year. Why am I being charged $600? Because you're not meeting, because you have not met the minimum income. Because Georgia is one of the states that did not expand Medicaid benefits, there's no solution. We have a gap there. So,
wow.
You know, that goes back to the polls. Several states that I am licensed in, for, i.e. Illinois and Pennsylvania, they have expanded Medicaid. So those people without kids that maybe, you know, have no income or have less than $12,000, they would qualify for Medicaid in other states. But because of Georgia, we did not pass that. We did not get out to vote for that. They have not expanded Medicaid in our state. So we have a gap as it relates to that. There's a couple things that decide where you are as far as income. And I know, I'm not sure if you were one, Karima, that came up and said you were self-employed.
Right.
Okay. So the self-employed income works a little bit different when you're trying to figure out your household income. For instance, if you're on a W-2, that's what the government gets. That's your income. It's stated. That's what you have to use for as an income number. If you're self-employed, the way the self-employed income works is you have your revenue minus your expenses, and they use your net profit as your measure for your household income.
So
it's actually
your taxable income then.
Right, for
your
self-employed,
taxable income, right.
You're
going
to be using your net income. So you're going to be using your revenue, which is whatever somebody gives you. You give them an invoice, they pay you the whole thing. So then you have your expenses, your business expenses. And then that's the number. Whatever's left over is the number that you use. So let's say your business brought in $35,000 last year, and you have about $8,000 in business expenses. Then you're going to be using, what was our first number, $30,000? So you're going to be using $35 minus 7 is late, Karima. That's $28,000, right? Yeah.
Right.
$28,000. So that would be the net income that you would use. So it's your revenue at $35,000 minus your business expenses of $5,000, right? Or $7,000, I say. $8,000 minus $8,000 in benefits, and then you're coming out with, help me out, $35,000 minus $8,000 in expenses. And that will be whatever's remaining would be what you would use as an income number. So it works at your advantage when you're self-employed. And if you have a creative accountant, it would really work in your advantage.
that's why you said thumbs up. Give me a call. $27,000. Okay. But the thing about it is a lot of us did not know that. There's a lot of people that are, I'm just saying, strippers are self-employed. You got a lot of landscapers.
Yeah.
You got a lot of concrete finishers. All those individuals, that means we have to have know some things about tax law in order to be able to understand what we're actually applying for.
Exactly. Well, if you get an advisor,
okay.
That's one of the things that an advisor will do. We know the rules. We know the qualifications. We understand the definitions behind what they're asking for. We're trained, and, you know, we have annual certifications where if there's any changes,
right.
We have to be up on that. We have to get certified every year prior to taking someone's application. So we know the newest and the best. We get the email first when they're going to extend the deadline. So it's so much better if you use an advisor. But we are at an advantage as far as the self-employed go, because we no longer have to work for benefits. And that's the whole blessing behind the healthcare marketplace. We can work for ourselves, and we can still have health benefits. Back in the day, and I know when I was in corporate America for 20 years of my, the 21st years of my career, I worked in brand marketing and corporate sales. And, you know, you had benefits there, and most times you stayed on the job. I remember coming out of college and stressing because I was going to come off my dad's health benefits, and I knew I had to have benefits, so I knew I had to have a job. Now with the marketplace,
right. We
have options as self-employed. We can step out because we still have the option of getting health care, you know, not in a group plan, not in an employer plan. So this is one of the things,
but not in
that one of the best
way, but not in a subsidized way.
You can get a subsidy still. You can get tax credit still. It's going to be based on your income and household size. But we have that option.
Well, one thing. So let me just ask one other additional question. They told us qualifying KP Kaiser said that I could change my policy if I had a qualifying event, which was something about marriage or birth of a child or loss of coverage. Is that the same thing, a part of the marketplace, or is that a solo situation
with
KP?
That is the same. Also, that is the same with KP. In addition, the marketplace has what we call special enrollment periods. It's called an SEP. That's what that extension will fall under, a special enrollment period. Maybe your income increased or changed. Maybe your household size increased or decreased. Maybe you switched jobs. Those are the special enrollment. Maybe you moved out of the area, out of the zip code you are currently in. If you moved, you get a special enrollment period. If you change states, you get a special enrollment period. If you get divorced, you get a special enrollment period. So it's the same. Let's say if you lose coverage at your employer and now you need to go on the marketplace to get, that's considered a special enrollment period as well, because you are out of the annual enrollment period, which ends tomorrow at midnight. So if you need to go
past midnight tomorrow,
here are the occasions where you can do it. We said if you lose coverage at work sometime through the year, you can apply for a special enrollment period. If you move or relocate out of your current zip code, then you are eligible for a special enrollment period. If your income changes, if you get a job, if you lose a job, all of that qualifies you for a special enrollment. And the two newest special enrollment periods would be that, one, your current carrier came off of the marketplace and is no longer available. And if that is the case for you, you have until February 28, 2018 to enroll. The second special enrollment period are those that were affected by the hurricanes recently. And they will have until December 31st, which is the end of this month, of 2017 to enroll.
Most people don't even have a place to go, right? They have no place to go.
This is really an interesting situation. It is. And actually, the healthcare marketplace has designated those areas. I know, and I haven't confirmed, but I do know Georgia was one for Medicare. I know you said we wanted to talk a little bit about what is Medicare and what is Medicaid, right? I think you asked me that when you were in the store.
Right.
Did you still want me to explain the difference for everybody?
Well, Medicaid, it's about 920, so I was...
Oh, it is. So we're
We don't have a lot of time.
We don't have a lot of time, and we can continue. If someone needs to continue, they can contact me either via email or my cell phone number. My email address is Thelma_Spencer@yahoo.com. My phone number, my cell, is 404-786-5040. 404-786-5040. Go ahead.
You also have, now once this emergency is over with, you do this all year round. Because you deal with health, dental, vision, Medicare Advantage plans, disability, accident, and life insurance, hospital, cancer, critical care, retirement, and IRA rollovers, right? And then you got something on the back here, helping employers and individuals with the right benefits at the right time, at the right price. Medical, dental, vision, disability,
and
life.
Karima?
Yeah, man, as soon as you come back, I'm going to have to talk to you about mine because I know I messed up.
All right. I got you.
All right.
I got
you. So we're definitely going to get out of here, you guys. Stay with us for the rest of the evening. We're going to play some more music. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow. We have a new time, a new back place, a new black back time. We will be on at 1 o'clock on our network on WATB 1420. From 1 to 3, from Monday through Friday for a little bit of time. So you can hear this broadcast tomorrow at work and on the WATB app. We want to thank Ms. Thelma Spencer for taking out her time to let us know a little bit about this thing, and we still have time. So don't forget to give her a call, 404-786-5040, or you can email her at Thelma, Thelma_Spencer@yahoo.com. Y'all know what we do. I'm in these streets all the time. We'll be back, you guys. Thank you, Ms. Spencer, and you have a great date.
Thank you, Karima. You too.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083. Or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man.
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Y'all. Here we go, y'all. Get it together, Atlanta.
Of you.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, this is Miss Regina Hicks. It's going to be at phase one.
Through your vision, baby, I trust you.
Guess my body pay attention to my curves.
My curves, my curves.
Welcome back to Atlanta Mix Radio Digital Broadcasting. Goodness gracious. For those of you all are listening to Facebook on your links and stuff, please share this. Because this is what we do at the Woman Station. you know, I just needed to get back into the routine of things. Please do not forget about noon to 6 o'clock on Sunday. The Feminine Relief Project has moved its collection as a community involvement with several groups that will be in the house, churches, organizations, things of that nature. We're just making sure that everybody knows that this is what it's all about being able to give back to people. So I have been just pushing to catch the end of the year, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm chasing that girl down, and that's what I'm about. That's what WMRDB is about. That's what Atlanta Mix Radio is about. And that's what we all should be about as we get into the Christmas season. I'm going to play a couple more selections, and I'm going to get out of here because I got a lot more running around to do. But I want to thank Angie B at Phase 1, 3683 Memorial Drive. I hope that's the right address. We will be there. We have some special announcements that we will be making. We will be out at the radio station on Decatur Road at 1420 WACB, where we utilize their broadcasting to broadcast all over Metro Atlanta. So we have moved to a new time. As far as the morning show, we are rising up into the 1 o'clock hour to 3. We should have a broadcast on tomorrow, and then Monday through Friday we should be on. And our 24-hour stream is being worked on as we speak. So we'll just keep moving. So the marketplace, we want to thank Mrs. Thelma Spencer, who is a healthcare benefit consultant, and she works directly for Healthcare Marketplace. The countdown is here. I thought it was very important that we make sure that people know what's happening inside the ACA. The enrollment period, advocates have had access to preventive care that could eliminate health care disparities, especially the mortality rates and deaths of our children and breast cancer among black women. When I read about that, I called up myself and some of our other producers to get this particular show up. The open enrollment period for healthcare through Healthcare Marketplace will soon end, but there were some opportunities that are going to be extended. Those that need to enroll in the health benefit for 2018 until the end of this week can do so, but it's your final opportunity to enroll, provided that you meet some other special requirements for exclusion. And those were discussed on this show tonight. As we talk about the conclusions, you can listen to the rebroadcast, or you can give Mrs. Thelma Spencer a call at 404-786-5040, or you can email her at Thelma, T as in Tom, H as in Harry, E as in Erica, L as in Larry, M as in Man, A as in Apple, _ Spencer, S as in Sam, T as in Paul, E as in Eric, N as in Nancy, T as in Charlie, E as in Eric, R as in Robert, @yahoo.com. So guess what? We are here at the Woman Station to make sure that interests that have something to do with women are actually addressed, and that we are here to provide a national community partnership. So there are going to be a lot of opportunities for sponsorships and those natures. So we want to thank Loving Family Care Chiropractor, one of our major sponsors, in supporting this broadcast, Loving Care Family Chiropractic. It is located at 925 You give them a call at 678-476-3778. Or go to www.lovingcarechiropractic.com, Albany Horn Buckle, Preston. But we're going to get out of here tonight. Thank everybody for tuning in. And so please don't forget to tune in. anywhere. And we're going to be everywhere. Digital, radio, FM, AM, everywhere. So thank God. We appreciate everybody's support. Thank my family and all my friends for continuing to help us with this station. We're going to get out of here. Y'all have a good night.
Or 4-7-2-3-1-1-2.